Hey guys, welcome back to Mini Monologue. Today we're going to be discussing ADHD. I never was a disruptive, like massively disruptive student in school. I was a little bit disruptive, but not to the point that like people like the school were like calling my parents being like, Olivia's an extreme disturbance to your teaching. It wasn't like that at all. And I never really struggled academically in school. I definitely like lacked effort. Like I couldn't finish tasks and I wouldn't do homework. But that was like, that was just like pure laziness. Like I just like was really, really lazy. I would always leave everything to the last minute. I procrastinated so much. I revised for every single GCSE. This sounds like a lie. And I'm telling you, like, I remember I told people this at the time. They're like, that's not true. Olivia, you didn't do that. I revised for every single GCSE exam I had the night before. I just read the textbook the night before. And that's all I did for every single one. And I winged. It worked well for me. I did really well on my GCSEs. I think it worked in the way that I had like short-term retention. Like I was able to remember everything I read the night before the next day. And that's why I did well. Whereas I couldn't tell you a single fucking thing I did. No, with my GCSEs. And maybe if I'd like actually properly revised the whole year meant to, then I would still remember. But as I got older, that kind of stopped working for me. Like I kind of started to struggle a little bit in AS level because obviously the workload was getting a lot harder and it wasn't the type of thing that you could just memorize. Like in maths and physics and stuff, in GCSE, you could just memorize the equations and that was fine. Whereas when you get to A level, you really have to start like applying them and like learning theories and like the reasons behind theories. And it's not just like quick memorizing things. It's like you really actually have to like understand. And the same with drama. Like I had to like really like, it just stopped working for me so much. And that's when I kind of started to struggle a little bit. And I was like, okay, maybe I have to stop like putting in the bare minimum at all times. I think that's what, like, I'm that's the kind of person I am. Like, if I can find a shortcut, I will do it. I don't like putting in my full effort. And that's like not a good trait at all. I don't like that about myself, but I'm just being honest. I find that like, for example, with packing, I will know I'm going somewhere the full week and I'll have so much free time that I could be packing and I could be organizing things. The other week I was going to New York and I knew about this. I knew it was happening. I had nothing to do the day before. I didn't pack. Got to the night before. I went, fuck it. I'll do it in the morning. I wake up 20 minutes earlier. I set my alarm for 20 minutes earlier, snoozed it for an extra 10. I had 10 minutes to pack and get out the door for the airport. And that's just like how I like to work. It's like how I like to function. And it's maybe a little bit stress inducing and I want to stop it. Anyway, nothing ever raised flags in school that led the teachers to advising any testing for anything wrong with me or any ADHD or anything like that. Any, like, I don't know what that is called. But anyway, nothing ever, like, no one ever said to me in school, oh, you've definitely got ADHD. It wasn't really until I started doing my podcast and explaining, like, how I function and, like, my thoughts on things and my struggles with things, like, my issues and you guys just like hearing me speak. It wasn't until that I started getting messages from people every day being like, hey, what you're saying sounds really similar to what I was dealing with. And I got diagnosed with ADHD. And so these started maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know when this podcast started. Of course, I had people telling me before. I've got like a lot of energy and I speak really, really quickly and I get distracted sometimes. And people would say, oh, you've definitely got ADHD. But I was like, whatever. Like, I don't really agree with that. But then ADHD, like, presents itself differently when you get older, because I always was like, I don't, because I wasn't disruptive in class and I don't overly fidget and like I didn't struggle in school, so I obviously don't have ADHD. And I never really listened to that. It wasn't until people started telling me like, oh, it presents differently in adults and it can affect your emotions and how you deal with things and your motivation and like your burnouts and all this kind of stuff, and it like presents itself differently as an adult. And I was like, oh, okay. Like I was like, you know what, maybe I do, but like, fuck it, it's not affecting me in any way, like, badly. Like I'm super, super proud of myself and my life and where I've got to and everything I've achieved. And I think you need to be your own biggest fan, and I recently have learned that, and I'm giving myself a lot of self-love and a lot of pats on the back recently. I think you should be your biggest fan and your biggest hater, because without your hate, like, you need to like hate yourself a little bit to like push yourself to do better. But then you also need to give yourself gratitude and be your biggest fan. Whoa, I wonder if anyone's ever said that before. Definitely. So yeah, it wasn't hindering me in any way, but the messages kept coming. And like, genuinely, like, after I post a podcast every single week, I get like 3 messages from people being like, hey girl, you have ADHD. And I was like, okay, people diagnose me on the internet, this is a weird thing, and I feel like everyone has ADHD these days. And like, it's like not a trend, okay, it's not a trend in any way to have ADHD, but it's definitely spoken about more the past 5 years than I've ever heard really people speaking about it. I've seen a lot of like TikToks about it, and I've seen, I don't know, just like a lot more, there's like a lot more discourse like on the topic. And I think people are starting to realize, or they have been starting to realize, that it's not just that boy in class at the back being super disruptive and loud in class. That's not what ADHD is. It's actually a lot more than that.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Especially like online, there's a lot of this like self-diagnosing shit that goes on, and I find it like kind of whack. Like, everyone's always like, oh my god, like I'm so obsessed with, or like I can't speak in social situations, like I've definitely got autism, you know, like people like will always say that, like, oh, like she's got a touch of the tism because she's obsessed with planes, you know, like someone will be like make a TikTok about something they're really passionate about and everyone's like autistic. Like, there's a lot, I see a lot of that on my For You page, and like I see people diagnosing themselves all the time with like anxiety, and I don't know, but this is the thing, of course people can feel anxious, but people will be diagnosing themselves with like anxiety. I don't know, I just see a lot, do you know what I mean? I'm going off, I don't really know what how to explain myself here, but I'm just saying there's a lot of like of this self-diagnosing thing going on social media recently. So that's why when people are like, oh my god, you've definitely got ADHD, I was like, oh, shut up. Well, it's one of those like trend things that you guys are just trying to diagnose me with. But then recently I have been struggling a little bit with, well, I've always struggled with procrastination and getting things done, and I keep getting like super distracted, and like when people are speaking to me, I literally like, I don't know if this is anything to do with ADHD, but I cannot stop doing this thing, and I don't obviously mean to, but my eyes unfocus and I like disassociate, and I like I'm not listening to anything, like I'm not working at you even though if I'm looking at you, and they just, everything goes blurry and I can't hear anything. And I keep fucking doing that, and it's so annoying, and I keep zoning out all the time. And like, I keep having to be like, what did you just say? Sorry? Like, repeat that? Like, repeat the whole conversation. I have no idea. Or like, I'll be reading and I just like skip paragraphs, and I'm like, whoa. What? And like, it happens all the time when I'm driving as well. It's like really bad. Anyway, I just keep getting like zoning out and distracted. Anyway, it's not ever really hindered my life, but I've always been curious. Like, I want to get a test done to see if I've got ADHD, because again, everyone always tells me, and I'm just interested, but it's, so I wouldn't go through the NHS to get a test to see if I have ADHD, because it's not impacting my life negatively. I'm sure there's a lot of people that need that test a lot more than me on the NHS, like people in school who are struggling to get work done and their grades are suffering because of that. Like, there's a lot more people that need it more than me. So I would never use the NHS for that, because it's a waste of their resources. However, I am in a position, very, very luckily, where I was able to go privately, and I put it off for so long because I looked it up, like, oh, like what, like private ADHD test near me, and it's like, it's very fucking expensive. And then there was a whole other like trend recently, like a news story, I think it was like by was it Vice or was it BBC? It might have been BBC. So there's this place in London called Harley Street, and it's this long street in, where is it, like Mayfair, Marylebone or something, central London. And on this street, they have every doctor you can imagine private. It's all these like private surgeries. You can get plastic surgeons, you can get a therapist, you can get a GP, you can get a dentist, you can get anything. Anything you want. You could go to Harley Street and come out looking like a brand new person. You can get a hair transplant there, nose job, boob job. That's where I got my boob job done, on this street in London. And it's just like, it's a beautiful little street. Like, there's white houses, like all the houses are attached. It doesn't look like you could get a fucking boob job in there, but you can. You can literally do anything there. And a lot of like, it's expensive because it's in central London. And of course, like, they have like very good doctors and they know that they can like make it expensive there. But it's also like very, very close to where I live. And it's become a bit of like a, not a bad habit of mine, but I just don't like to waste NHS stuff. And I think a lot of the time, like, for example, recently I have been feeling really fucking tired all the time. I've had like chronic fatigue, and I am vegan. So I thought, okay, realistically here, it's probably caught up to me and I'm not having enough iron and I don't have enough iron in, like, in my blood. And that's why I'm feeling so tired. So I was like, I want to get a blood test done. But I just feel like it's not, like, it's probably like a bad thing. But I always feel like if it's not detrimental to me, then I shouldn't be using the NHS. So I just paid money to go get my bloods done on Harley Street. Like, I drove 5 minutes, was there, got my bloods done really quickly on the same day. That's the other thing, because you're like paying money, you're able to get it done on the same day. Got my bloods done, have my results back the next morning. And it's like amazing, but it's also super privileged and like it's stupid and I know I shouldn't be doing that. Like, actually, no, okay, I needed to get my bloods done, but I could have just gone to the NHS. Anyway, it's amazing and I've obviously never like experienced anything like that because we don't have anything like that in Belfast. Of course, we got like some like private surgeries in Belfast, but like the like Harley Street is just like, it's a crazy concept to me that you can just go there, pay money and like have everything done in the world to you. With Harley Street though, you have to be careful because there are so many surgeries there and there's not much regulation done there. Like, compared to the NHS, there's like a lot of regulations and like things are overseen by other people and like, you know, you can't really get away with too much fuckery in the NHS because it's like a government-owned thing, and it looks bad on like the NHS wouldn't let something go. I mean, of course things go wrong in the NHS, but anyway, on Harley Street I feel like they can get a lot away with a lot more because it's all privately owned and like they just want to make money pretty much on these streets. Like, so because there's not much regulation, there was a thing where maybe like not unqualified, but there was just like a little like risky shit going on like under the table. Like, people were paying to go to these like therapists or psychiatrists on Harley Street and kind of just like telling them, I want this medication. And they would just they'd be like, okay, well, if you want this medication, you have to answer some of these questions, right? Like, you know, like they were kind of like, it was basically people were just paying to go to Harley Street to this therapy session, then paying for the medication. And the therapist didn't really care because they're making money regardless. They don't really care about the health of you, you know? And yeah, the BBC did a whole like journalist story. Like, they like sent a journalist in to like go in and be like, I'm not really sure if I've got these symptoms, but I would like to like have the medication just to try. And like the therapist like just gave him the medication. And after that, they kind of like buckled down. And now when I go to anything on Harley Street, I like thoroughly review it. Like, I don't want to go to like a gimmick clinic anywhere. So then that's another thing that set me back. I was like, okay, I don't want to spend the money. And also I don't really know like what's the best place to go to. Until like last week, I was like, you know what? Hot Girl Summer is coming up. I need to get shit done. I need to lock in. I need to take some ADHD medication if I've got ADHD because I can't fucking do anything right now. And I'm so like debilitated by the smallest tasks and I'm putting everything off. I didn't even go into it thinking I need to have like ADHD medication. It was more just like curious. Like, I was just thinking like, is this just me? And like, do I need to find ways to like not let this be me? Or actually, do I have ADHD? Like, everyone's been telling me I do. So I booked in with a psychiatrist in Harley Street, or like they don't just do ADHD. They do like, it's just like a, what would you call that? Like a therapy center. I read all my reviews and they were really good. And I went for this session with a psychiatrist. She kind of started off asking about my childhood and how I behaved in school and in social situations. And I was like, honestly, I was not a bad child in school. Like, I never caused trouble really. I wasn't disruptive and I don't forget things. And then like that's why I always thought I don't have ADHD, because like there's like three main traits, is like being disruptive in class and forgetting things. And like, I don't really like losing things, basically. I don't really lose things. Like, I don't lose things really. I'm quite careful with my things. So I was like, okay, well, I clearly don't have ADHD if those are the two like main traits and I don't have it. But anyway, I told her all this. I was very honest. And then, like, I told her, like, what kind of things she asked. She was like, do you ever zone out in conversations? And I was like, yeah. And she just kept asking more and more questions that kept, like, relating to me. And I was like, okay, like, things are going, like, I might have ADHD here. And then at the end of the session, she was asking me questions for about an hour. And even when she was like, do you ever go on tangents? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, but I do, like, I do go on tangents. But, like, that's my whole fucking podcast. Like, that's my whole bit. Is that I go on tangents. Like, what would this podcast be if I didn't go on tangents? It would be so boring. I'd be like reading a script. So anyway, I told her all this. We finished and she was like, yeah, so basically, I think you have ADHD. When I got my bloods done, I am categorically low in iron. Like, there's no two ways about it. There's a certain level of iron you should have and my number was below that. Whereas when you're getting tested for something like ADHD, it's like it's just like a therapist's opinion, you know? They can't say you definitely have it or you definitely don't have it. They're just like, I think you have it and here's what we can do about it. Take it or leave it. Like, it's not up to me. You don't need like urgent care, you know? Whereas with iron and stuff, it's like, you need to take iron. Here you go. if that makes any sense. So she was like, I think you have ADHD. And I don't think it's debilitating. You've done great things in your life. It hasn't seemed to really get in the way so far. So I don't think you need to take medication if you've gone this long without medication. And I'm only saying this because a lot comes with medication. So you really need to think about it if you want to take it. And I think that was really nice of her, but I really appreciated that, because she could have just been like, yeah, take medication and I'll get money, you know? So she was like, I would recommend, instead of medication, you should try, before we do medication, you should try at least do ADHD coaching, which is basically therapy for ADHD. And I was like, well, that's where I'm going to stop you, because I'm not doing therapy ever again. I tried therapy and it's not for me. I was like, what is ADHD therapy? Explain it to me, please. And she was like, basically, it's coaching, and someone will tell you ways to cope with ADHD and the symptoms that you feel, and give you tools to overcome it in your everyday life. And I was like, well, that's just not going to work, because I'm a very switched on person. I know what I should be doing and I know all the tools. I read mindfulness shit all the time. I know what ways to overcome procrastination, and I write lists every single day, and I read, and I try to put my phone away. I do that. I know all the tools. I just choose not to do it, you know? And that's why when I went to therapy, I was like, this isn't going to work here, because she was like, next time you feel sad, you should, or I don't know if I'm going to get into my therapy sessions, but she was just telling me things that I already knew. I have trouble taking things in to practice, you know? I will listen to what you're saying and I will agree with everything you're saying, but I won't practice them. That's why I didn't find that the type of therapy that I was going to help. I don't need the tools. I know the tools. I just don't use them. So anyway, I was like, right, you know what? I'm not going to do that. She was like, I'd be interested to try the medication. I was like, I'm really hesitant because I've heard some horror stories about ADHD medication. I've also heard some amazing stories about it changing people's lives and like just shutting off that voice in their head. But then okay, I think it can go one of two ways. It can make you super functioning, super productive. It can improve your life and it can just make you feel much more stable. For me, I have really, really bad energy, mood swings. I'm mood wise, and when you talk to me, I feel I'm pretty consistent, but energy wise, I will genuinely burn out so badly. I will not speak to people for 5 days straight because I don't know. Apparently, it's just burnout. Okay, everyone knows what burnout is. Apparently ADHD can more regulate that, ADHD medication. But then I've also heard it makes people zombies. It regulates you a bit too much, that you don't really feel emotion. I've heard it takes people's appetite away completely. It can give you headaches. I've heard it can give you rashes. I'll get into all the side effects and stuff first. But anyway, I said to her, I'm hesitant because I'm not really sure. I don't think I need it. I've also heard that there's a shortage of ADHD medication in the UK. So I don't know if it's a bit selfish for me to be getting it, but I would just be interested to try it. I want to know, maybe just get a month course, because I think usually they come 3 months course. So I said, can I maybe just do a month course? I want to try it for a week. If I hate it, I'll stop doing it. If I love it, then maybe I'll consider keeping on doing it. But again, I'm also hesitant because I don't want to be reliant on anything. I'm just interested to know what it will feel like and if it could improve my life, or it might just it's not as if anything's really negatively impacting my life. Yes, I am really unproductive and I don't know. I just want to try it. And I don't know if that's really selfish because there's a shortage of it in the UK, but I don't know. So basically I got prescribed ADHD medication, but I'm not starting it for another month or so, because I'm going to LA for 3 weeks. And I was like, I don't want to start a medication when I'm going on holiday in case things go wrong and it doesn't agree with me. And also that's it's something I've never ever done in my life, is have medication for a brain thing. I think that's a really, really scary thing actually, is taking something that can affect your brain and how you act and your mood. Of course I've taken medicine, I've taken painkillers and stuff like that when I've had surgeries, but I've never had that. And it's a scary thought. It's people can get addicted to that. I did some research on it, because she told me the name of the medication that she was going to prescribe me. It's called methylphenidate. I don't know, it's just it's a scary thing and I don't want to become reliant on it, but I thought maybe it could be interesting, if it does really positively impact me, that I could, if I have a lot of things to do, I wouldn't take it every day, but if I had a lot of things to do, a lot of tasks to do, then maybe I could just take it on that one day. That might be a way of regulating the amount I'm taking it and like making sure I'm not reliant on it, because I don't want to be reliant on something. That was my ADHD diagnosis story. I mean, I don't really have that much to update you on so far because I haven't started taking the medication, but when I do, I will let you guys know. I posted a TikTok being like, just got diagnosed with ADHD, because like all the comments are like, yeah girl, we've been new, like, oh how surprising. And I was like, okay. But I did just get like a lot of helpful comments, and I would actually recommend you, like, if you are debating taking medication for it or not, or you're in the same kind of boat as me, to read the comments, because a lot of people gave like their first-hand experiences with it. Like, people were being like, medication really helped me but gave me awful side effects, it still affect my health. I wouldn't recommend medication if it is not having a really bad effect on you, like ADHD. And I was like, yeah, well, it's not, but I guess it's like trial and tribulation. Like, I need to experience these things on my own before I decide, like, okay, it's not for me. So that's where I'm at right now. I will update you guys in the near future if anything else changes and when I start taking my medication. But it should be interesting. It's a journey that we can go on together. I got a lot of comments as well. People being like, why does everyone have ADHD right now? Like, I swear, like, all the influencers have ADHD. But someone else is like, I think a lot of, like, influencers, and not even influencers, like, I have people in my life, like, that are, like, creative people, like, artists and stuff, and they're all, like, I'm, like, when I talk to them, I'm like, you have ADHD. It's interesting to watch. I think, I find people with ADHD are, like, are entertaining, and I like to look at their thought process, and I like having conversations with them, and like, the tangents they go off on, and I think, well, it's just a lot, I wouldn't say I'm creative, really. I don't think I'm a creative person. Like, I wasn't really bad at art in school, and, like, I don't know, I just wouldn't say I'm a creative person. But I think a lot of creative people do have ADHD. And I wonder why, like, I wonder what the correlation is there. I don't really, like, follow many people, like, influencers that talk about, have ADHD or anything. But maybe, like, they're just entertaining to watch because they talk really fast and shit. Who knows? Anyway, love you guys. Thanks for listening. And I hope you have a nice weekend. Bye.